Welcome to the Full Monty Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:06 British Summer Time. Today is September 20th. I suppose back in January, the easiest call to make would have been that 2010 wasn't going to be anything like 2009 in terms of stock market performance, because 2009 had been such a remarkable bounce back from depressed levels. And to a certain extent, that's been true, because much of North America and Europe has had a pretty difficult time of it this year and has been ranging for the vast majority of it. And that is a theme that has carried through into a number of other markets. Now, while there have been some notable exceptions, particularly in Asia and in commodity-producing Latin America, there's been a lot of other markets have spent a great deal of time ranging, and we're now starting to see them breaking upwards. Today was an important day for the Dow and the S&P. They'd been ranging in the region of the upper side of their 4-month ranges for the last week, and they broke upwards in here today. So the Dow is up 1.37%, the S&P is up 1.52%, and that's an emphatic breakout from a well-defined trading area. And it's particularly important when we consider just how bearish commentary has been over the last few months. And it wasn't that long ago at all that we had people predicting that we were going to see the S&P into well below the 1,000-point level and pushing back down into the base. So this certainly kicks sand in the eyes of the most bearish people. But what we're also seeing is that there's a high degree of commonality. So markets that have really haven't done an awful lot for much of the year are now beginning to starting to show relative strength. So the Peruvian market, which had been really a wallflower compared to some of the other smaller markets in Latin America, such as Chile and Colombia, broke upwards last week or the week before, and is capitalizing on that breakout in no uncertain terms. Some of the Balkan markets, Lithuania in particular, is breaking upwards from a well-defined trading range. It's been ranging for 10 or 11 months at this point, but has broken upwards and is extending that breakout. In Europe, there were a number of key day reversals on Friday, but they have almost universally being countermanded in here today. So the FTSE was up 1.7% and completely countermanded the decline that it had on Friday. The same for the DAX, and the Swiss market was also a bit stronger in here today. So we're seeing that the little bit of a quiver we saw on Friday has been completely countermanded here today. And we're seeing that a number of these markets have firmed considerably in the upper sides of their ranges, and it's looking increasingly likely that we may see these European markets also breaking upwards from these 4 and 5 month ranges, and following the Dow and the S&P. In leading markets, the Asian region in particular, such as the Indonesian or the Malaysian markets or the Philippines, are becoming increasingly overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. So there is no evidence that those advances have ended, but at the same time, we know that the next mean reversion is getting increasingly close, because they are becoming so overextended. A number of other markets, such as the Singapore or Korean or indeed Indian markets, look like they're playing catch up in here at the moment. Taiwan in particular, which has had a progression of lower rally highs, has rallied to break them in the last week. So again, that is also really good positive news. And the degree of commonality we have right across stock markets is a comfortable place to be from the perspective of a long investor, because it makes the analysis that little bit easier. You have a degree of uniformity in terms of the dominance of the bullish camp, and we're seeing increasing numbers of markets breaking upwards out of well-defined ranges or breaking upwards to new all-time highs. The Argentinian market broke upwards, having been ranging below its highs, the 2007 or 2008 highs, for much of the last 10 months, it broke upwards in really quite emphatic form in here today. The Brazilian market, another market which has been ranging below the 70,000 level for the better part of a year, was stronger by 1.64% in here today and is creeping back up towards that 70,000 point level. So that's all good positive action right across stock markets. And it's manifesting itself following really a very bearish phase indeed. During that big deflationary scare, US Treasury bond prices got up to really quite impressive highs, and they've pulled back and they've had a bigger reaction within that medium-term advance or 3 or 4 month advance. And the question now, rather than this being a major deflationary spiral, is rather how long it's going to take them to top out. The big momentum move that saw yields get down to historic lows on a number of sovereign bond markets has probably ended for the medium term, but just how long it takes to unwind that very large advance we saw in prices is anyone's guess in here. Right now, the US Treasuries are a little bit oversold in the short term, so it wouldn't be at all surprising if they steadied around current levels and they were stronger by about half of a point in here today. The gold price, having been as high today as 1,283.80, finished out the day around 1,278, still up on the day but off its high. And the same with platinum; it was as high as 1,634 and finished out the day at 1,624. Again, positive on the day. Both palladium and silver were down marginally, having been a bit firmer earlier on. These precious metals remain in relatively consistent advances, particularly the gold price, and there's nothing really indicating that this advance is over. Clear downward dynamics would be required to really check these advances beyond some between a sh between beyond scope for a short-term pause. In the grain markets, corn was really quite firm earlier on today, but finished in negative territory. So it's leaving a little bit of a candle, a tail on the upper side of the candle, and finishing in negative territory, but still above the $5 level. $5 really is a bit of a psychological level for something like corn, and it is on a stalk up here, having rallied very impressively over the last couple of weeks. So it's not too much of a stretch of the imagination to think that it's probably due a little bit of a pullback and a consolidation. Whether that is actually occurring right now is pretty much impossible to know. The soybeans were in positive territory in here today, but off the high in the region of $11. So soybeans isn't nearly as overextended as corn, and it probably does have further room to move on the upside. When we look at wheat, it became remarkably overextended and pulled back very violently and has been finding support in the region of $7. It was down a little bit in here today, but it's been rounding around, and it does look like it has further to go on the upside. Rough rice was also reasonably firm in here today as well. So we're seeing that there's a high degree of commonality in risk type assets, those that benefit most when this risk on, risk off mantra that has been dominating investor sentiment for the last year turns its way. So we're seeing stock markets, precious metals, industrial metals all showing relative strength, and then in the soft commodities there are the grains and sugar really looking like they're attracting more and more investors into these demand type stories. So from the perspective of someone who never really bought that big deflationary story, this is looking really quite a favorable environment, and we know what it would look like when some of these impressive medium-term advances, particularly in the Asian region, end. There's likely to be a high degree of commonality, and there'll be quite clear downward dynamics to check these advances. There's no evidence of that just yet, so we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.